This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how you win, right? I mean, you get the information you need. When you're out and about with other people and you want to discuss issues, at least you'll have the information you need, right, to make a difference. No, seriously. And that's what you want. When we get out there with people, we want to be really well informed to be able to tell them what is happening and be able to stand on it. You know, I mean, a lot of times you guys, you don't even know why you believe what you believe. Really, it's kind of embarrassing, actually. 855-REAL-JOE, got a question. 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. Right after the break, we got a lot to talk about with her. There's a lot of craziness happening out there. And our young people, they're not knowing or not understanding or, frankly, just don't have the coping skills to deal with any of this stuff. Right? Again, send me an email, Joe at the Real Side. Got a question for her. Send me an email, Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. All right. Ford has got a problem. Actually, more than one, but whatever. They have an electric vehicle inventory problem. Now, Ford's EV ambitions are still outpacing demand, but the company's sales numbers, amount of EV supply, the dealer sentiment, all indicate that the blue oval is sitting on more Mustang Mach ESs and F-150s Lightning pickup trucks. So they can't seem to sell them. People kind of want them, but they're too expensive. Right? Anyway, when they first came out, the dealers, I'm trying to figure these numbers out because they really just threw them against the wall here. Right? The Ford dealers sold 86% of their Mark E inventory within 30 days of the second quarter of 2022. Now, that has dropped to 27% in the same periods for 2023. And they were ramping up for massive sales on these things, and it didn't happen. So now you get all these electric, hey, maybe you'll get them for next to nothing. Right? But here's the, I mean, how are you going to fix those things? How are some of you who can't even afford to spend $500-$700 to get your air conditioner fixed or alternator fixed or whatever, and then if you have to have an engine overhaul on your car, that could be $2,000-$3,000, right? Transmissions are about $4,000. These batteries are like $10,000 plus. How are you going to pay for that? How are you going to get that done? I'm not telling you what to buy or how. I'm telling you what to think. Or how to think, I guess. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5569. You know, pay attention around you. Get some of your... We all have... You know, we all have friends that are economists, that are lawyers, CPAs, whatever. Speak with them. Talk with them about what's going on. Talk with them about the real numbers. Ask them to leave their ideology out of it. That really is the best way to deal with it. Anyway. Oh, CNN, another stab at trying to take that market away from Fox News or whoever. And I always find this stuff really interesting. They don't have a clue. Not an inkling, obviously. They were banking on a new show with Caitlin Collins. And it's called The Source. I just find this hilarious. They hyped this show, the 31-year-old, wunderkind reporter, Caitlin Collins, a new primetime show just for her, 31 years old, just for her. They call it The Source. It was outrated. You ready for this one? This is how great it did. It was outdone, outrated by reruns of The Golden Girls. By the way, one of my favorite shows. Right? They debuted with only 540,000 viewers in all the important age ranges from 25 to 54 for advertising. The former White House correspondent garnered a paltry 83,000 watchers, a number that ensured that she finished last in the cable news across the board. Right? So... Here they were expecting, 500? Let me go back to that number. Here they were expecting like 500 and some odd thousand, and they end up with 83,000. And again, I'm not gloating in her loss, but it shows CNN has no clue as to what people want to hear or see. It was the lowest rated Monday for CNN, or that they've had, and the 9 o'clock hour since January. And what I find interesting, even though she really doesn't have a following, they pinned a big part of their hope on her show. They thought because she was younger and more energetic that it would bring more of those people, more people in her age group, along with her. Good luck with that, huh? It's almost your host. Don't go far. Dr. B joins me right after the break.
Protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Have you with me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, you know, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. Vice President Kamala Harris, very, very concerned today in a speech she gave yesterday. She was concerned that there were not enough bathroom facilities on airplanes. Now, but you would think that the transportation chief, Pete Buttercheeks, would have caught that, but I guess he didn't. But, I mean, really, Because we don't have a problem with homelessness, no, not at all. We don't have a problem with, unemployment, people sleeping in the streets. No, the biggest problem facing this country today is whether or not there are enough bathrooms on an airplane. And, you know, I can see where that's kind of urgent. Because, you know, the way you have to sit on the tarmac these days, you just never know when you got to go. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Mills enjoys me. She does. She's gotta get me off the ceiling now, too. But she joins her to help straighten out my brain. I look at that stuff, and it truly sends me into orbit. You know,
it really explains where we are in America today. But you can't say stuff like that and then introduce me. You got to wait till after, because I'm sitting here trying not to laugh out loud while you're saying this.
Oh, it's
right. And now she's calling it, you know, we need to address inequalities on airplanes. Okay.
About
not having enough restrooms on an airplane. How many? So you want to knock 10 people out, 10 seats out? Do you hear this, people? She wants to not allow 10 of you, basically, to travel so we can have equality on airplanes now?
I'd like to know last time she traveled commercial. Right? What was the last time she traveled commercial? What was the last time she had to go to the bathroom really bad and couldn't get in? I'm not buying any of this.
It's so bizarre, just the things that come out of her mouth and the things, you know, I'm in Los Angeles, you know, all week, and
wow.
I've met people from all over the world, thank you, because if I see one more unigender bathroom, whatever that is, I'm like, I don't know what they are, I don't even know what that is, but it's frightening. I don't want to look at a urinal, sorry, when I'm going to the bathroom, Joe, I'm sorry, I just don't, but, you know, I've met so many people from, even Canada is unrecognizable right now. But Romania and Canada and Syria and Iran and Australia. And just listening to them, and I've had two or three parents come up to me because, you know, we're filming Ali's movie. But I've had two or three parents come up to me, like, and ask me, what is going on in America? What am I missing? I'm like, you're not. You're not. They're like, Joe Biden? And I'm like, you're right? And the serious side of this, you know, thinking of Kamala, they don't even mention her because she's just not even worth mentioning. Because, yeah, she's just a non-entity. Sorry. But these people are like, come on. You know, if America goes, so goes the world, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And they just, a couple of the parents that are originally from Romania and one that's originally from Iran were talking about the moral issues and kids. And they had, these families had amazing, right, acting kids. And I don't mean acting as on TV, but they were well respected. You know, they're very respectful. They were on time. They did their lines. You know what I mean? They were very, very good. It was all of these American kids, these parents acted entitled, and their kids are running around like zombies. And the director, for instance, is yelling, you know, quiet on the set, we're filming. And these kids are like, yeah, whatever. And I'm just like blown away. Just kind of looking at what these millennials that are now raising kids are acting like.
You and I have been talking about this forever. You're spoiled. You're in Texas where people have a modicum of reality over, you know, who the parent and who the child is. We're in California now.
It's different. Man, I was born and raised, right? And I've been gone 7 years. And just being here for a full week, it's like, wow. You know, what? And I was right and left telling kids to be quiet and look, you need to go over there. Where's your mom? And I'm looking and the mom's like, I'm over here. Great. Hi. You need to
out of here.
Right. And they just look at me like, why are you talking to my kid? Okay. Because the director is yelling quiet on the set. We're filming and you're just standing there talking away, you know, just like your kid. And gosh, we've talked about this, don't want to interrupt
his play.
Your
authority, right?
Right, correct. None. You're not my mom. What are you telling? And it's like, wow.
Yeah, that would have gone over well with me. They'd probably take me out in handcuffs after he said that to me. So,
Well, yeah, I'm here with some friends too, and the dad actually is like, he said, what? Yeah.
I got to play this for you, though, okay?
Okay.
Since we're talking about kids, I thought this is perfect. Kamala Harris trying to explain what AI is. Take a listen.
Oh, gosh.
And I think the first part of this issue that should be articulated is AI is kind of a fancy thing. First of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught. And part of the issue here is what information is going into the machine that will then determine, and we can predict then if we think about what machine... What.
Okay. Has she said anything? Okay. I think the AI download into her brain somehow got corrupt on the way in. That's all I got to say. But...
This is
the one that's second in line.
Yeah, I know. I heard this. I think she said this yesterday, and I was like, this can't be real. This has to be AI. This can't be really Kamala. This is AI. Someone set her up. Because
yeah,
I know what AI is.
It's two letters, apparently.
It is. She did.
Right.
First of all, it's two letters. Very good. I'm surprised she didn't just say Al. It's just Al. I don't know who Al is.
I didn't really mean to. Look, I'll tell you the other thing, too. Is if you go into a supermarket, regular supermarket here in California, and you got these kids running up and down the halls, okay?
Yeah.
Screaming. Yeah, I mean, it's not like a zoo, but my point is every time you see little kids, they're always running. I mean, we weren't allowed to run to the supermarket. It's like, one more time, put your hands on this cart and don't move till I'm done shopping kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
All right, well, we got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute.
All right.
You can chew on that for a minute. We'll be back in a second. All right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Wall Street closed Thursday with stocks higher. It comes after last month's producer price index came in below expectations. The PPI rose by 0.1% against projections of 2%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 47 points. Mayor Eric Adams is blaming media after a new poll reveals New Yorkers are increasingly worried about crime.
Speaking on Fox 5 New York, the mayor said the media plays with New Yorkers' psyches.
You travel with an armed army in a chauffeur-driven car. Go ride the train, then tell me, without your bodyguards.
The mayor's just, he's, I don't want to say delusional, but I think he's just putting a political spin on it.
One anchor said the media reports on things that actually happen. The poll also revealed 87% of respondents feel crime is a very or somewhat serious problem in New York City and across the state. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, just, you know what, being part of the solution. And if you don't think it's a whacked world out there, if you don't think things have gotten sideways big time, this is how bad this has become. The city of Los Angeles now is cracking down on business owners because of where they place their American flags. Now, chances are really good the reason they're placing the American flags in odd places is because they can't step over the tents of the homeless that are in front of their stores. That's right. They care more about the where the American flags are placed outside of buildings than they are about the homeless encampments and the big piles of human excrement in the street as you walk down anyway. See, I need psychiatric care. Dr. B, thanks for being on here today.
No, absolutely. I know. There's a, we're letting the crazies basically run
the inmates run, run the asylum, here. Right?
Oh, and it, right, and it makes us feel crazy. So just so you know, if you're listening right now, you're not crazy. You're not, I promise.
No.
Oh, my goodness, but...
You know, I had an interesting thing happen to me this weekend. I went to, I actually went to Boston. We have some family members that are a little ill, so I thought I'd go fly back there and see them and all that. And so I was sitting at a family dinner, big Italian family, and we're sitting there, family dinner, talking for, like, as we do for a couple of hours. And there were people at the table, I'm sorry, that were almost off the cliff left. I've got one cousin that is a Barbara Streisand impersonator, and she does well with that. Yeah, I almost said to her, but I wanted to be respectful. I almost said, "Hey, it's great that you're impersonating a left-leaning U.S.-hating, commie," but I didn't. That was nice. but even after all those conversations, right? Even after areas where we just were not on the same page with, there was no animosity after the dinner. We all still love each other. All still, you know, nobody said, you know what, you're not welcome here ever again. Hey, by the way, lose my number. I think you're a nut. None of that went down. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Italian culture? Is it a different generation? Because today that wouldn't happen. Your kids would walk out of the room and say, you know what? You guys are whacked. I can't even believe you know how to spell Trump. I'm out of here.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I don't know. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know how the love of your family replaces your political viewpoint or social viewpoint.
Yeah. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Mine? Oh, my God. Let me tell you what. I hate to say it this way, but...
No,
I hate to say it this way because you're going to laugh at me, but, I mean, respect was pretty much beaten into you, right? If you had said something off-color, off-handed to your grandmother, grandfather, aunt, or uncle, when you got off your knees because you felt that little hit in the back of the head, you would apologize. And, man, you wouldn't do it again because you knew it wasn't the right thing to do. You don't disrespect the adults in your life that are doing, you know, good things for you. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Today, it's like, you know, you have to be allowed to express yourself. Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's not even just expressing yourself. It's just not about that. Because when did expressing yourself become disrespectful and disobedient and sassy? And... You know, like I said, we had to take these buses in to Warner Brothers to film. And at one point, there was a kid behind me that just kept kicking my feet, like launching us forward. And I just turned around and I gave the mom a look, of course, like, you know, hey. And then he did it harder. And the mom's right across from him. And I turn around and I'm like, hey, could you stop? And he's like, nope. And so then another one kicked. Yeah, and then another one's kicking my daughter, and she gets migraines really easily, and it's really hot outside, and, like, launching her. Like, she's physically going forward. And I turned around, and I said, hey, my daughter is going to get a really bad headache from that. Can, you know, she's got to, you know, memorize her lines. She said, could you just stop? And he's like, why didn't you turn around? And I'm like, wow. And the mom is just cracking up at her son, like, oh, gosh, he's so funny. What? I mean, I asked nicely. I gave the look. I literally, and that, the mom, and that's her response, is, oh, my gosh, isn't he so cute?
If you were an Italian, you would have turned around and said, hey, if you don't knock that off, I'm going to break 1 foot at a time. You got it? What's she gonna, what is she going to do to you? Anyway.
Well, no, and it was, you know, I was thinking about you and doing radio, honestly, today because of all this disrespectfulness I saw on and off the set this week. And I, you know, is it different in Texas for sure? Are there still disrespectful kids? Yes. But we just happen to, you know, live in an area and have, you know, like-minded parent friends that we all get each other. You know, we all, just like, you know, you probably grew up, other people's parents, other kids' parents, like, look, hey, I'll call your mom. I know where you live. And, okay, yep, okay, that was enough. And these parents, or excuse me, these kids and these parents just, it really is indicative. And I looked at the parents, and they looked to be, you know, probably in their 30s, most of them, which is millennial age, late 30s, and just not paying any kind of attention at all, being extremely rude, disrespectful, walking in front of people when we're trying to film or look at our, you know, watch our kid. It's just nothing. And you're like, excuse me, can you move? And they're like, oh, sure. And they move for a second, and then they go right back. Just no consideration. And, of course, that's what you and I are seeing. That's what the world is seeing. These are our up-and-coming voters, and... they're just do what you want to do, right?
Oh,
you
yeah,
feel like
be you.
Standing there,
you,
get out of
do
the way.
You.
Something stupid
is in the supermarket. You and I have talked about this jokingly, and I said, you have kids that are squeezing between me and the cart, Noah. And it's like, do you not know how to say excuse me? I've said that. Do you not know how to say excuse me? I'd move out of your way if you simply said excuse me. And they just look at you, they say nothing, and they just zoom by.
They just keep looking at you, and they'll do it again or do it to the next person. I know, I have no problem with, you know, talking to other kids. I have no problem whatsoever. You know, why don't you go find your mother? Because this is going to get real ugly. So, and they just kind of look at you, but they're not scared of you.
No.
If any adult said that when I was little, and I, you know, it would have been an accident if I ran into somebody or their cart. And they're like, excuse me, do you not? And I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I'd run and find my mom. I wouldn't be like, yeah, what's your problem? And, you know,
you're in L.A.
In L.A., and I saw that bumper sticker. I put it on Facebook. I saw that bumper sticker that said, I choose me. And I'm like, there it is. There's the crux of it all.
Yep.
Me.
Yeah, I there was a study done about 8 years ago here, and they couldn't figure out why there weren't more people using the carpool lanes or the, you know, what have you. And the problem is that people perceive their cars as their own safe space, if you would. Right?
Yeah.
They don't want anybody else in there with them. They don't even want their kids in there with them at times. I don't blame them. You met some of their kids. But, you know, the reality is it's so self-minded. It's about me. What makes me happy? How do I make sure I have a good day?
Correct.
You know?
Correct. And it is so, I read actually an article in Time Magazine called The Me Generation. And they're saying, well, in the 70s, the boomers said it was the me generation. And I'm like, it's so not the same. That is not what they meant. It is not at all the same. The millennials, right, they're basically the lazy, entitled, narcissistic, you know, still with their parents' generation. And it's the me generation, which has nothing to do, but it was interesting reading the difference of what they say that the boomers, which is you, right, and in the 70s, it's like that had nothing to do with each other. But, wow, does it open my eyes to what they think this is all about, because y'all worked hard. You know, we did, even Gen X. We were hard workers. We respected our grandparents and great-grandparents and parents. We didn't still live with our parents until we were 38. But it's really interesting looking at the studies in this article and seeing that, oh, we're just, you know, back to the, you know, hippies. And I'm like, you're not. They actually worked. Yes, they did drugs on Saturday night. They got up on Sunday with a hangover, and Monday they went to work. You know,
you're right.
People got educated. So it's.
We learned how to work with hangovers, you know?
Right?
So let me hit you with a couple of quick ones. I don't want you to answer them yet. We'll come back from the break.
Okay.
I put a bunch of stories together, and I was amazed that somebody in New Jersey, this is just in June, they saw a 4,000% spike in non-binary students following one semester of trans curriculum. Okay? And transgender detransitioning surgeries on the rise. I mean, it's just, you're seeing more and more of this stuff now hitting, and it's a big deal. Anyway, we'll talk more about this after the break. Jump into your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Some of your hosts. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Don't call. I won't answer it anyway because I want more time with Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week kind of talk about the issues of the day, things that are going on. She herself had a little bit of a culture shock this week coming to California, breathing the thin air, and finding that I have been correct for the last 15 years when I've been saying parents will not step up to be parents. And I'm not even so sure they won't even have the kids that they have, you know? You and I joked during the lockdown. I said, now they're getting to know what their little brats are actually like.
Right. And they just put them in front of little mini screens at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it made me really appreciate, you know, the parents that I was with. You know, we had some friends from Texas where their daughter, Liv, is also, you know, an actress. And it just... You know, they're so cute because I could tell they're like, wow, you know, you're from here. And I'm like, yes, but I'm a Texan now. But it just did make me really appreciate the group of, you know, moms and kids that, you know, our family is surrounded by, in Texas. And it's not all Californians. It's not. But it definitely was the majority of, you know, and it's probably the industry, you know, as well. So, but what I do and what I really need parents to do is use these moments as teaching moments. You know, Allie and I sat down and talked about it, and she saw these kids, and instead of becoming them, you know, she took a stand. There was a, you know, she was around, you know, cussing and swearing, and she's like, you know, you don't have to do that around me. We don't do that. And I'm just so proud of her for, you know, taking a stand and stepping up. We all talked openly about our faith and, you know, and prayed together at meals, and the family we were with did the same. So, you know, it was really cool to defend our faith and, you know, show people that you can be kind and considerate. And we got looks, you know, like, who are you? You know, who are you guys?
Those Christian wax over there. Look at them praying right? over their plastic? Food. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I was talking politics, you know, in front of some parents today on the bus on the way home, because you know you have to get escorted in and out of the studios, and this dad is just sitting in front of me, and I can tell. I think I was on the phone, yeah, talking to someone, and he's just shaking his head. And I could tell he was about to have a stroke listening to me talk about my conservative politics.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh! And the funny thing is, I was just defending the unborn. I was talking about schools and the ridiculous, you know, agenda with the trans and the books that elementary schools, you know, schoolers have to read, and the sex education that we're seeing and what they're teaching our kids. And the guys just, I'm like, how can you possibly defend the actions of these people and what they're doing to our kids? That's where what concerns me, not only as a Christian, but as a mental health professional. Because you take fine, remove the God from it for 1 second, and you think about the developmental effects on our kids and what they are going through and the stages that they need to walk through, and then you add the sexual identity agenda and nonsense and evil, they're going to lack in other areas because they don't know who they are. Nobody knows who they are fully, you know, until you're 25. You really, I mean, man and woman, you should know who you are, but you know what I mean? You're developing that character. You're developing the honor and the respect and the consideration, so you're supposed to. But then you throw these things. People have to realize our brains are not going to, you know, they're malleable and they'll change, but if you're going to put all of this false agenda and this trans ideal, and this LGBT agenda and this pick me and I count and me, and forget about everybody else, you're going to force part of the brain then to not develop correctly. You can't just keep adding stuff to kids. They need the basics. And you look at Maslow's theory and other things that are just the basic needs of kids, which is love and discipline and love and love and love and boundaries and parent involvement and mom and dad married. We just need what God intended it to be. And when you start adding all of this extra and you start redefining God, redefining marriage, redefining gender, redefining education, redefining loyalty and kindness, then that is going to mess with how we were intended, right? How we were created in the image of God. There is a creator. So that's what we're seeing, is some extremely confused kids. Really, it started with the millennials. That's where it really started to take a left turn because of social media. And now we've got them parenting children. And
Where were their parents?
Well, the millennials' parents?
Yeah.
The millennials' parents are Gen X. And that is what is interesting to me. And I look at just, I'll just say, you know, that I went to two different high schools, but I just look at my friends and what, not friends, but the people I graduated with, right?
Right.
And what a division I see in them. So whatever went wrong is with, I've got to say, with the Gen Xers who knew probably too much, because us Gen Xers know about social media. We know how to use computers. And half of them, without a moral compass, just got, or more than half, who knows, but just got caught up in the social media addiction, I think.
And, even in my generation, though, there was a lot of people that were not willing to, as they put it, to push religion and, in some cases, boundaries on their kids. Remember, you know, I was at the tail end of that Dr. Spock craziness, right?
Oh, so my goodness, yeah.
You had
don't
people
spank.
Looking, no spank, don't say. I even hear it today with some parents. So they don't say no. They go, no, please, don't touch, please. They go, the kid doesn't understand English. He doesn't understand the language. And as they tell you in Animals and Others, the more words you use, the harder it is for them to understand. If it's dangerous, and the kid's running towards the street, you're going to go, please don't do that? Really?
Right, right. Well, and here's the thing. And then, well, on top of that, you've got the, he's thanking them for everything.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for taking out the trash. Oh, thank you for putting out the, oh,
thank you for
walking.
Breathing. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, that's right. Thank you. Yes, yes. And I'm okay with that, but whatever. You say, I'm, and don't get me wrong, parents, don't, okay, I'm getting messages, don't do that. And I'm okay with being, you know, respectful and kind to your kids in return, right, and teaching them to be that way. But don't, the problem is they do this, but they do not do the discipline, right? They do not enforce the boundaries. They're
Thank
not
you.
Considerate. So, or excuse me, consistent.
Yeah.
And so if you're consistent and you're sitting down and you're having dinner with them and you're using things as teaching moments, great, compliment them. Good job. You listen to me. I appreciate that. But not everybody gets a trophy because you all swallowed a piece of steak. Good job. Good job. Good job. It's like, oh my goodness. It's hurting my head, Joe, and I just got a whole week of seeing,
you know,
why that's a good idea.
So my kids and I used to talk, and you know my personality, so I remember they used to get on my career. So-and-so gets allowance, so-and-so gets this, so-and-so gets that. I go, look, I'm not giving you kudos for getting, you know, B's in school. Sorry, not going to happen, okay? Because I expect that from you. You're smart enough, all right? I'm not going to give you money for cleaning your room. It's your room. It should be clean. That's called life, all right? You know, when you go above and beyond, I had a list of chores for you parents who care and are listening. I had a list of chores on the refrigerator, and every one of those chores had dollars assigned to it. You want to do something above and beyond? That's how you make money. You do one of those, and I'll pay you for it. You don't do it well, you don't do it right, guess what? You ain't getting no money for it. That's real life.
It's funny. And I'm okay, right? We've got the Cash App, right? We've got all these kid apps, these teen apps to teach them how to do their whatever. But that's fine. Then everything in the pantry has a monetary value to it.
Oh, I like
you want
that.
A donut, it's $1. You want a bag of chips, it's $2. Great, I'll be happy to pay for your chores. You wanna welcome the generation and get on board? Fine. You want a glass of orange juice? 60 cents. You know, it's like, you know, go in or go all in or don't do it. So I don't know what happened.
And be consistent with it. I made that mistake a couple of times reset myself. It's like, no. You're not in the door when I tell you. You don't get this done by a certain time. You don't get paid for it. There's no, okay, you tried. Here's the, no, that's it. No more. And it made a big difference, you know?
Absolutely. I just got a message, and I know I only have like a minute and a half left. But, again, someone just said, I know you've probably done it, but can you go over how you can have a happy family, I guess. And I'm guessing they mean, like, you know.
Right?
But, honestly, you guys, what really makes a difference, and we see it in our kids, even though they're almost 21 and 19 right now and almost 14.
20 seconds.
Number one, eat dinner as a family as many nights as you can, and check the devices randomly and often. Okay, just do those two things. Check the devices randomly and often, and sit down and have a meal.
And the next show, let's do something around some of the things you can do all the time to make a solid family. And dinner at the table is a big deal. I know that from personal experience. All right, Dr. B, enjoy the rest of your time in California. Good luck to you.
Hey,
We'll be back in a little bit.